this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
This is Unleashed on the America Out Loud News Network. I am Chris Michaels. I cannot tell you how sick I was over this past week. I mean, I have been in a news void. I haven't done my own podcasts throughout the week. I had a move to take care of. Let me tell you something. I had 101, 102 fevers. I had coughs. I didn't have strep. I didn't have COVID. I tested negative for everything you could possibly test for. And I was told, well, you know, it's a virus. You could just get through it. You made it this far. You don't have too much more to go and you'll be fine. I mean, oh my goodness. The worst thing that I had to deal with, and I had no idea I would have to be dealing with this, are the cluster headaches. I have never experienced anything like this. I mean, you can go over to the America Out Loud shop and find some supplements over there. But, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, these things would start just behind my ear. And then they would hit and then just ripple to the top of my head. I even timed it that these things were occurring at about every 27 seconds on the second. So something was going on. And I'm not kidding you, I could do absolutely nothing. And then once all of this was over, I mean, this lasted for a couple of days. Once all of this was over, I had to go move in the rain. So, I mean, luckily I'm feeling better. But the closest thing I can think of to all of this was that it was a virus of some kind, and I guess this virus glommed onto a nerve network, which apparently is a common occurrence. I've never heard of this. And it just attacks it until your system deals with the virus overall. So that's the closest thing I can think of. And thankfully, it's all gone now. But holy smokes. I mean, could you imagine if this was a more common occurrence? I mean, we'd have people saying, oh, you thought COVID was bad. Just wait until you get this virus. And then the New York Post was out there fear-mongering. I saw this article that there's a new virus going around the tri-state area, so New York City, Connecticut, New Jersey, and so on, that you will jettison the tanks in all directions for days on end. So make sure you get plenty of fluids inside of you. And then there was, oh, we've got COVID. COVID is not going anywhere. I'm pretty sure we're done with COVID. The Atlantic, I mean, the left's Atlantic. This rag is awful. If you ever needed Birdcage Liner in digital format, look no further than the Atlantic. Catherine J. Wu. Why are we still fluifying COVID? I don't know. Maybe it's because we should treat it like the flu. And she went on this mindless rant this week and saw 4 years after what was once the novel coronavirus, COVID remains the most dangerous infectious respiratory illness regularly circulating. Oh my God, you think this is over? COVID now starts fires, demolishes buildings, stops the stock market. Yes, all according to Ms. Wu here. And she is extremely upset. How could anybody just treat COVID like the flu? It's so much different. There's absolutely no similarities. And do you know who started that dastardly rumor? Yes, according to Ms. Wu, the evil, the ultimate fascist, Donald Trump. If it wasn't for him, we would be taking COVID a lot more seriously. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump, we would know the true dangers of COVID and need to take more booster shots day in and day out. Yeah, that was another thing that happened this week. you had the 9th COVID booster approved. Well, is it authorized or approved? It's probably approved. It's not licensed and anything else like that. It's probably authorized. Very significant difference between approved and authorized. I'm not going to get into it. Don't worry about it. But they approved. They let this thing out in the market. A 9th booster. You thought the first two did something. Well, just you wait until you take the 9th one. I mean, it's just beyond me how these people can even with a straight face come out and say, one, COVID is still out there and it is dangerous. Two, you should have a 9th booster. How many more boosters do you think people should be taking? I mean, in my humble opinion, they probably should seriously question even taking one of these shots. So Miss Wu was ultimately shot down later on by the CDC itself by saying, well, you know, if you think you've got COVID, if you tested positive for COVID, guess what you should do? Treat it like the flu. It no longer matters. Sorry, The Atlantic. It's almost as if The Atlantic took a pile of cash from Big Pharma to run this stupid fear-mongering story. And, oh, you've got to put this out. You've got to put this out because we need more people to uptake this 9th booster. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So now you no longer have to isolate if you suddenly test positive for COVID. Never mind the fact that the COVID testing kits are beyond dubious and provide false positives in a lot of instances. I mean, during the whole COVID pandemic, the false positives ranged upwards of 97%. So that should tell you something about the COVID numbers overall. So now you no longer have to stay home. The Wall Street Journal came out and just obliterated the rest of the COVID narrative. Sumathi Reddy, excuse me. It's official. We can pretty much treat COVID like the flu now. And here's a guide. And do you know what the guide is? It's basically every single remedy for an illness that you've been brought up with. And that is, stay home. If you've got a fever, stay in bed. Don't be around people you work with. Don't be around other family members. If you're feeling tired, you should sleep. Oh, don't forget vitamin D, vitamin C, chicken soup. Don't forget your zinc. Don't forget the stuff that we were brought up with. And now it's just perfectly fine to say that COVID should be treated like this. Well, I've got news for you. It should have always been treated like this. Trump was right. It pretty much should have been treated like COVID. But the Democrats and the mainstream media didn't want you to believe that. Because it was an election season, and they just knew how powerful Trump was during that election cycle. Because they were floored with how popular he was, not just because of Trump himself, but because of how effective his policies actually were. And it resonated with Americans across all strata of society, whether you were black, Asian, Jewish, white, didn't matter. Trump's policies worked, and they're about to work again. And that's why the Democrats are so scared of what's happening here. We have to deal with multiple fronts throughout this election cycle, and it's not going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of nonsense out there. There's going to be a lot of false narratives, as the Democrats just love to throw out there. We have to deal with the potential of a third world war. Yes, that's right. I'll be getting into that. And then you have to tolerate the usual Democrat mainstream political narratives where they try to incite race, where they try to get everybody upset about gender, and they, oh my gosh, we've got a fascist. A fascist is on the ticket. We can't allow Donald Trump to win the presidency. We can't even allow him to be on the ballot. That's right. We have to get him off the ballot. So, as usual, it's up to us. It's up to us as critical thinkers and brilliant individuals within our communities to point this nonsense out, to dispel all of the myths, and to get truth into the noggins of all of the ham and eggers and knuckle draggers that we have to tolerate all throughout our communities. Because if it's not going to be for us, then you've got a lot of people that are apathetic. They just want some middle-of-the-road candidate, and they want life to continue just as it has been for the past 4 years. Oh, yeah, but at least it's not Trump. Well, you know what? I want to upset the apple cart. I want to dispel the Third World War nonsense, and I want to make sure that somebody like Donald Trump gets in office for a second time.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Unleashed with Chris Michaels on the America Out Loud News Network. I believe that we have to talk about what's going on in Eastern Europe and the Ukraine and all that, because being that it is an election cycle, we know that the Democrats and NATO and the EU have nothing more in mind than escalating this conflict to the nth degree. Why? Because the Democrats can't run on any of their policy issues. What are they going to say? Oh, yes, the mandates were a complete success. Oh, the shots that Trump were so eager to introduce into the market, those were junk. But as soon as Biden gets into the office, well, those same shots are the golden ticket to freedom once again and the end of mandates. Oh, I know what we'll do. We'll run on the policy of not allowing any of the criminals to be locked up and just released onto the streets throughout all of the Democrat-run major cities. Oh, I know what the Democrats will do. They'll run on their immigration policy. Yes, that's it. Freedom for everybody. Everyone is welcome into the United States because all they're seeking is a better life. No, none of that will work because it has all failed. It's egg on their face. Ostrich-size eggs, by the way, all over the Democrat policymakers, all over the John Podestas, all over the Bidens, the Obamas, and so on and so forth. So what could they possibly do? Well, they're going to ramp up the rhetoric coming out of the Ukrainian war. And it is not going to be pretty because we know that these people are borderline, if not just outright psychopaths. They don't care about us. They don't care about human life, obviously. They certainly don't care about law and order because a lot of these backers have a vested interest in creating more and more chaos, because out of that chaos, they're going to be able to pull the strings, create new policies, new power structures, and ultimately gobble up more power for themselves, their cronies, and ultimately get rid of any kind of humanity that we have here in the United States. So, to do a little bit of a synopsis here on why the Ukraine is in the spot that it's in, well, it has to go back to 2014. Well, you can go even further back if you really wanted to. You can go back to World War II. You can even go back to the 1920s during the Bolshevik Revolution and all of that. But let's just start at 2014. The Ukraine was in place. Then all of a sudden, warmonger and war criminal Victoria Nuland, backed by Hillary Clinton, went in there and created what they call a color revolution. Well, what, pray tell, is that? It is a soft coup that overthrows the government of a country under the guise of civil rights and freedom and contested elections. Geez, sounds a lot like 2020, doesn't it? And then the United States and Victoria Nuland insert their preferred government into these countries. Hello, the Arab Spring. Same concept went on over there, if you remember that little event. And then they installed their power structures over there, okay? That's what happened. Now, from the Russian perspective, you have to go back to 1991 with the normalization of relations between the West and Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union. They basically said, the West, that not one step east. NATO is stopping in Germany, and that is it. Well, you know how much of a big fat fib that is, because now they're talking about how the Ukraine is going to be joining NATO. Mark my words. So that is out the window. What else happens here? You've got ethnic Russians in the Ukraine that were being bombed, sniped, set on fire. Yeah, not a lot of people in the West know about that little incident. And Russia has time and time again said, no, 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 stop, stop, stop. And then what else do you have? You have organizations like the Azov Battalion really being in charge of what's going on in the Ukraine and policy. If you don't know what the Azov Battalion is all about, the first thing you should do is toss out any kind of rhetoric that the West has given you about the Azov Battalion and supplement it with this. They're neo-Nazis. Tried and true neo-Nazis, if not real Nazis. Yes, it's not unreal. All you have to do is reset your Google search timelines. If you want to really get involved in this, go type in Ukraine, Azov, Nazis, and then set the search criteria to prior to January 1st, 2022, so before the Ukraine war really broke out. And do you know what you'll find? You'll find all sorts of articles from mainstream news organizations talking about how the Ukraine has a Nazi problem. And then you'll see photographs of pitchforks and torches and people marching around giving Heil Hitler salutes and everything else. So could you imagine Russia, who fought the Nazis during World War II, suddenly facing a Nazi rise again in its next door neighbor? And on top of that, this same country, the Ukraine, is now going to be part of NATO. What else do you think Russia would do in a case like this? What would happen? Let's just flip it a little bit. What would happen if, let's say, China or Russia overthrew the Mexican government or overthrew the Canadian government and installed its puppets over there? And then China said, oh, we're going to increase relations with this government because that's the government we recognize. And on top of it, we're going to put our missile batteries all across the country. We're going to station our troops just across the Rio Grande. And if anybody says otherwise, well, then they're just bigots. And we can't have that. That's outrageous. And we're going to fund them and support them and so on. Yeah, that's the same situation that's going on here. So is the West part of this bulwark of democracy, freedom, and rule of law? No, it's not. It is the usual CIA garbage. And then you can find out all kinds of data that the Russians have put out and have cited and have the receipts for that show how the CIA and Dr. Fauci, and also tying it to Hunter Biden and all of his financial networks, and how they've created weapons of mass destruction labs all throughout the Ukraine to try to target Slavic genotypes. Yes, they're creating biological and chemical weapons that target specific genes. You think that's outrageous? All you have to do is look up the project for the new American century that people in President Bush's administration back in 99 and 2000, 2001, look up that little document where they specifically talk about doing just that. So this is a culmination of all of those efforts, two decades long projects, finally at the Russian border. And Putin has said enough is enough. This is part of a major problem here, because the Democrats are going to use this and possibly create false flag efforts. Tucker Carlson went over there. Tucker Carlson, the media darling of the new mainstream alternative media over on X, formerly known as Twitter, he was just shocked how Americans don't understand the real issues going on with Russia and the Ukraine. He claimed that there's a war going on that is wrecking the U.S. economy in a way and at a scale that people do not understand. And he's correct, because if this wasn't going on here, the U.S. dollar and a lot of other U.S. policies that affect the domestic livelihood of its population wouldn't be impacting us as much as it is. I mean, $100 billion to the Nazis in the Ukraine. Where's the money going? Nobody knows. There haven't been any audits. There hasn't been any calls for an audit either. So, do you really think that's money well spent? For us, no. For the war industry, you bet, because that money goes over to the Ukraine. Then the Ukraine buys the services of Boeing or name some other defense industry conglomerate, and then they get to build all kinds of new devices to kill more people. So it is a win-win for America. And then wouldn't you know it, America is going to be the ones that rebuild the Ukraine. So, oh God, the money just keeps flowing from every direction. Yeah, at what cost? You've wiped out a whole generation of Ukrainians. So Tucker even went on to continue and say that people need to start understanding more about the whole situation in the West and why Putin is doing what he has done. The main lesson is we are being lied to in a way that's bewildering and very upsetting. I was mad about it the whole time I was over there, because I feel like I'm better informed than most people, because it's my job to be informed, Tucker Carlson said. I'm skeptical of everything, and yet I was completely hoodwinked by it. Let's stop it right there. Do you know who wasn't hoodwinked by the whole thing? I'll tell you. It's a big secret. Me! I didn't take this whole narrative about the Ukraine and Russia since day one. And that's why I'm a brilliant, lovable fuzzball, capable of critical thought. And why I talk into a microphone. Because I am smarter than most people. That's right, I am. I can put two and two together and still come out with four, unlike a lot of others. There's no way anybody was going to be fooled if you did a five-minute search on why things are the way they are in the Ukraine. So for Tucker Carlson to come out and I was bewildered. I had no idea that the story we're being sold by our government about the Ukraine isn't what it is. In fact, it's completely opposite. Are you kidding me? I mean, can we really buy this? The answer is no. So Tucker went on and said that when he interviewed Putin, he wanted to know who the guy was. Why did Putin do what he did? In other words, why did he legally, under international law, annex those regions within the Ukraine that were basically Russian-speaking regions that wanted to be part of Russia so that the Ukrainians can stop committing crimes against humanity against them by sniping them, killing them, setting them on fire, and so on? And Putin's response was, I fear that NATO, the West, the U.S., the Biden administration will preemptively attack us. Tucker says, well, that's interesting. I can't evaluate whether that's a fear rooted in reality or one rooted in paranoia. Well, that's an answer right there. Well, yes, of course. Of course that's the case. Look at what these people are doing right now over there. In all of our time, we've had decades and decades of nuclear proliferation, and we've had many, many treaties that kept all of that in check. And then all of a sudden, under the Biden administration, 50 years, 60 years of treaties have all gone out the window. So to say that Putin doesn't have a legitimate concern when he's got a Western-backed Nazi regime in the Ukraine on his border is foolhardy. Yes, he does have a legitimate concern. There is a real problem here. That's the issue. That's the issue. And don't for a second think that Putin did not try to create peace. Now, when you're talking about what the negotiating part of this treaty was all about, you could argue that maybe Putin went a little too far in what his demands were, but that's how negotiations work. You aim for the moon, and then hopefully you get something closer down to Earth where everybody can agree on, right? You shoot the whole load at once, and hopefully you get everything you want. So this goes back to April of 2022. And do you remember when all of this started? We saw stories of how Russia went into the Ukraine. They basically ravaged the whole country. And then, poof, the armed forces withdrew. And then we had all of the propaganda saying, oh, the Ukrainians fought back valiantly. And Russia was in there, but they all beat them back to the border. No, that's not how it went. What really happened was is that Russia went in there and the Ukraine was basically caught on the back foot and had no way to do anything about it. And then there was a negotiation that was taking place between the Russians and the Ukrainians, and they supposedly came to a preliminary agreement to end the hostilities. And in a sign of good faith, Putin ordered the withdrawal of Russian troops from most of the territories within the Ukraine. And then that's how you got all of the propaganda. So what were some of the demands in this? Permanently creating a neutral state that doesn't participate in any military blocks, whether that's on the Russian side or on the NATO side. Yes. Does that sound outrageous? Not really, unless you want to start saying, well, Mexico or Canada can be part of a Chinese Russian military axis, and that's fine too. No foreign weapons would be allowed on the Ukrainian soil. Well, what other weapons would there ever be on Ukrainian soil? I'm not sure how far that would go. And the Ukrainian military would be pared down to a specific size, mainly of about 85,000 troops. They even go down to specific tank numbers. I mean, 342 tanks, 519 artillery pieces. Ukrainian negotiators didn't want 85,000 troops. They wanted 250,000 troops. And they wanted over twice as many tanks, over almost four times the amount of Ukrainian artillery pieces. And they wanted all kinds of missiles that would reach hundreds of miles. That's what the Ukrainians wanted. Do you think Russia would ever agree to something like that? And do you think for a second that the Ukrainians are going to be in a spot to continue this kind of bargaining? No, they're not. If you have any doubt in your mind, have it dispelled at this moment. The Russians are playing a waiting game. Don't you think that the Ukrainians are fighting back Russia? And they're being effective with it. The Russians, more than likely, being a prognosticator here, are going to launch a massive, massive offensive in the spring. Go back, fire up Google, and look up Operation Bagration from 1944. That's the type of power we're talking about when it comes to Russia. And the West and NATO, they've got a problem. They were always talking about, oh, the Ukraine needs more money, more billions and billions of dollars. We need to tap all the reserves. We need to do everything we possibly can. Now Biden wants the G7 to give Russian central bank funds to the Ukraine. It's about $280 billion. So now the West is going to have a crisis on its hands with all of its other allies. Why? Because the West and NATO and the Biden administration is now just stealing outright funds from other nations. This does not create a very favorable outlook for honesty and trust within the banking system and the financial systems all across the planet. So if the West is truly trying to prevent a multipolar world, they're not doing it very well because no one seems to think that the United States and the G7 have any integrity. Oh, we're going to trust you with our assets. And then all of a sudden, you're on the wrong side of the bed. They take it from you, and then they just steal it, and they do whatever they want with it. That's what's supposed to be here. This is supposed to be the West. And they're escalating all this in more ways than you can think of. You had the head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg Cheesehead, which, by the way, you can almost do no research on this guy. You can't look up his background. He's from Norway. I would suspect that his family was aligned with the Quislings during World War II after the Nazis invaded Norway, but I can't substantiate that. But he is on Radio Liberty. And he went out and, oh, each ally within NATO decides for itself whether it has any reservations about what it supplies, and different allies have slightly different policies. In general, we must remember what we are talking about. This is Russian aggression against the Ukraine, which is a blatant violation of international law. Well, no, it's not, because the Russians did follow law. And according to international law, Ukraine has the right to self-defense. Oh, yes, of course, we got that rhetoric now. And it also includes strikes against legitimate military targets, Russian military targets outside of Ukraine. That's international law, and the Ukraine has the right to defend itself. Okay, so that's a lot to unpack. So the head of NATO has now said that the Ukrainians can attack anything it wants, whether that's on Ukrainian soil or on Russian soil. Now, here's the big problem with all of this. We know for a fact that the Ukrainians are not orchestrating their war effort. It is NATO. It's the United States. It's the United Kingdom, Germany, France. Those people, NATO, they're orchestrating the war effort in the Ukraine. So when we hear about strikes in Russia and, oh, they blew up this, they blew up that, no, it's not the Ukrainians doing it. I mean, maybe it's Ukrainian manpower. But overall, the infrastructure, the intelligence, the coordination, that's all being done by the West. And Putin has said multiple times over the course of this whole thing that if Western weapons are used to attack Russia, the gloves are off. That means that Russia is going to also attack these countries using Russian weapons, and you people have another thing coming. Now, he said this for a couple of years, and of course, the West has denied the whole thing. It's never happened. No, couldn't ever happen here. We're playing fairly. We're playing fair and square. No, they're never playing fair and square. They never will play fair and square. And this little tidbit that I'm going to read to you probably shouldn't be out here, but it is. Now, if we go over to Singapore and we read a little speech by Minister of Defense, Dr. Oh boy, I cannot pronounce this name. Oh, here we can. I can pronounce Dr. Hen, H-E-N, at the Committee of Supply Debates 2024. Well, there's a little bit of speech here that could be quite damaging to the West. Miss Po Lee San asked about our F-35s. So they're talking about that super duper fifth generation aircraft. And basically, he talks about how we recognize the events that have taken over the world since our initial purchase, and we really feel faithful in the capabilities of this aircraft. We want to buy more. For example, this is an exact quote. For example, the U.S.'s and the United Kingdom's F-35s conducted successful strikes against ISIS in the Middle East. More recently, the U.S. used their F-35s to locate and identify surface-to-air missile sites of Russian units in the Ukraine, and this information was shared with NATO countries. Aha! Right there, we've got somebody spilling the beans on the whole thing. So watch out, because Russia is not going to play these games anymore. If you think this is all going to go away, got another thing coming, because they understand the amount of escalation that they're getting into, and they are not going to stop it. There is an election season happening now. Even Macron from France, who, by the way, had videos from the 80s starting to circle around social media. He looks atrocious. He is the typical 80s Frenchman over there. Awful suits, big shoulder pads, mullet material. Macron is doubling down. Well, we could see French troops over. We could see NATO troops in the Ukraine. You know, they don't have to be part of NATO. They can go in there. This is bad. This is really, really bad. You can't say those things, because if you do that, Russia has also said many times over that, fine, if you're going to put NATO in there, we're going to have an outright war, and it will be a nuclear war. That's how bad things are, and that's where the West doesn't care about humanity. Even Austin, Stooge Austin, who went for a three-day sabbatical. Remember him? He was the guy, head of the Pentagon. Oh, when he first got into office, he had a mask and a face shield on. Does that instill confidence? No, it doesn't. If the Ukraine falls, he says, I really believe that NATO will be in a fight with Russia. So right there, he is threatening Russia. If you win this war, then we're going to invade. We're going to do something here. And Putin knows this full well. If the West sends in troops, then we're going to war with NATO. And he had a huge speech talking about it. All this really threatens, he said, is a conflict with the use of nuclear weapons and therefore the destruction of civilization. Don't they understand this or what? He's not playing here. He is not playing. He's telling you outright what he intends to do. The West has provoked conflicts in the Ukraine, the Middle East, and other regions around the world while consistently propagating falsehoods. Now they have the audacity to say that Russia harbors intentions of actually attacking Europe. And it goes on and on here. And furthermore, in a way to show that he is not bluffing here, Putin came out and essentially leaked what the thresholds were to start a nuclear war. They are remarkably low, losing 20% of their attack subforce, destruction of 20% of Russia's strategic ballistic missile submarines, 30% of its nuclear attack force submarines, three or more cruisers, three airfields, or a simultaneous hit on main and reserve coastal command centers. And this is going to stop aggression. This is what Putin is talking about here. The threshold to use nuclear weapons and engage in an all-out war with the world has such a low bar to cross that if you do it, it will mean the end of NATO. And this is exactly what the West wants to walk up to. They want to walk right up to this line, and they want to blame the damage around the world on Russia. Why? Because this will create a rally around the president effect for this election cycle. And that's exactly what the Democrats and the EU want. They want more of their World Economic Forum types. They want more traitorous people, because they want to continue this outright violation of international law to ultimately create a new Western bloc on a financial level and on a military level.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words.
Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
This is Unleashed on the America Out Loud Network. I am Chris Michaels. Rounding it out, if you want to hear more of me, I do my own podcast. You can find me, Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels, on all of your podcasting platforms. So you can get more of my brilliance moving forward. So the other aspect of this election cycle and how the Democrats are going to try to hijack it beyond a rally around the president effect is to do what they normally do. And that is just lie, deceive, bend the truth, and hire very, very technologically savvy individuals and companies to just manipulate perception overall. So Joseph Biden, we all know, is a dotard. He probably should not be anywhere near any electronic appliances, never mind nuclear weapons and nuclear footballs. And he did not take a cognitive test most recently during his medical examination. Why wouldn't somebody like him be taking any sort of mental acumen tests? And then, what's her face? Oh, Corinne Jean-Pierre. She said he passes a cognitive test every day. Every day as he moves from one topic to another topic, understanding the granular level of these topics, he doesn't have to take any sort of cognitive exam. Yes, she's right, because we all know that he would fail those tests miserably. So what's the point of actually going through them when you already know the results? But you can't have that officially on paper. I mean, these people are so far removed from reality that it is just trite. It is constantly annoying to deal with these people that cover up for this bizarre behavior from the Biden administration, where they railed against Trump for years and years. But meanwhile, they pull stuff like this. Remember everything we heard about Trump's cognitive ability? Oh, he's on his deathbed. He should be nowhere near the nuclear button because he's just not capable. on and on. We used to hear it for years. But this guy, he gets a free pass. His pass is so free, he doesn't even have to take the test. They just say he'll automatically passes it because he passes it every single day. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. And don't think for a second that you could even believe that they have a grasp on the situation, the American voter, when it comes to the next election cycle. Taibbi wrote an article for Racket News, and MSNBC had these two stooges on when they talk about white rural America. Oh, gosh, we can't have them voting, can we? Oh, my goodness. What's going on with white rural America? Mika Brzezinski, daughter of warmonger Zbigniew Brzezinski, said, why are rural white voters a threat to democracy at this point? In other words, why are they still existing? Why do they even have a right to vote? They shouldn't have a right to vote. That's what they really mean by all of this. Because why on earth should these individuals have any say about what happens here in America? It is the typical Bolshevik strategy here that we're being forced to deal with. Because in the 1920s and all throughout that time, do you know what was going on? The same exact arguments that we hear today. And that is, why does any of these farmers, why do any of these farmers have any say in anything that have to do with us urban folks? And they try to categorize white rural America, which was it's actually a book, White Rural Rage. Gosh, say that three times fast. The Threat to American Democracy, of author Tom Schaller, and another stooge was on there. And they said that rural whites are the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigration, and anti-gay, conspiracyist, anti-democratic voting bloc out there. And they don't believe in an independent press or a free speech, and are most likely to accept or excuse violence, for starters. My goodness, what a rabble-rousing amount of individuals out there. Are you serious? Are you absolutely serious when you try to run this nonsense up the flagpole? This is so idiotic, and this just goes to show you why these people do not understand America. They don't understand Trump, and they certainly don't understand why anybody would be voting for Trump. It's because they refuse to acknowledge anything that these people are concerned about, and that is jobs, raising a family, having an idea of what's going to happen when they send their children to school and not be just bombarded with DEI and transgenderism nonsense the whole time. Maybe white rural America is tired of that crap. Could that be a possibility? Oh my goodness, who would have thought about this? Maybe white rural America isn't xenophobic. Maybe they just want to know that the people that they share their communities with can do the job, they're decent people, and they intend to uphold just the basic modicum of family values, because they just want to grow up and exist with one another. Maybe that's part of it. But the Democrats don't see it that way. The Democrats are based in chaos. They want more chaos, as I brought up. Why? Because this chaos allows everybody to be on the back foot. They don't understand what's going on. How come we're experiencing all of this nonsense in schools, particularly? But in Colorado, it's gone one step further, and I suggest that this is going to be the next downtrodden group that the Democrats are going to save and come to the rescue for. And House Bill 1092 in Democrats was shot down. Now, do you know what that bill does? It increases minimum sentencing for people convicted of selling or buying children for the purposes of exploitation. Why would anybody be against such a bill? If you do anything to children, you should probably be locked up for the rest of your life. Why would the Democrats ever try to shoot something like this down. Oh, well. Why would they do that? Why? How could... Does anybody have any thoughts out there? Well, they say that, you never know, because some of these traffickers, they might also be victims. Yeah, that's right. You don't know if the traffickers have been trafficked themselves. And so they just don't know any better. And it also hinges on the notion that pedophilia is a sexual orientation. It's not a disease. It's not something to be shunned. It is merely a preference that just nobody can help. They were merely born with it. These absolute degenerates are trying to take over society. They're trying to legalize pedophilia. They're trying to create a new term. This new term, you can find it everywhere. They're trying to create a new term called a mature minor. And mature minors are basically children that are 12 years old and above. Some states go even lower. And basically, a mature minor is able to consent to medical procedures and sexual activities with adults. That's what these people really want. Why would the Democrats also want this kind of thing? Is because I would suggest that a lot of the illegal immigration has to do with human trafficking and sexual trafficking of children. So now that the Democrats have a brand new voting bloc, they don't want to alienate those people now, do they? How is this possible? How could anybody even in their right minds say this is a good thing because people have a new sexual orientation that we need to be supportive and accepting of? Ugh, absolutely stupid, absolutely degenerate behavior. But I am hopeful in this whole situation because more and more locations are saying enough is enough. Florida, University of Florida has said enough. I can't stand it anymore. That's it. We're firing the whole DEI staff. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Out the door. We don't want it. Out. 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 We're going to cancel all the contracts. Eliminate all the admin appointments. Eliminate all the positions. This is an all-around good thing. Why? Because it forces people to acknowledge that, yes, other people are capable of doing the same things that you are. And we also know that if they get into positions throughout their career, they are getting there through their professional experience and skill sets, not because of somebody's gender or race, which in other words means that there could be a little bit of a discrepancy between skill sets and capabilities, like in a courtroom, like if you're a judge, like if you're a surgeon, and maybe it would only exacerbate stereotypes if you enforce DEI throughout the culture. But the elites are still in power. The elites are still the well-connected, wealthy individuals that pull the strings in the media. And Catherine Herridge is the latest victim of all of this. What did she do? She was working on a story about the Hunter Biden laptop. So they went through, CBS went through a round of firings. They laid off a whole bunch of people, including the journalist Catherine Herridge. Then what did they do? They confiscated all of her material. That's right. A journalist's material. Now what are they doing? DC judge, oddly enough, an Obama appointee, Judge Christopher Cooper, is fining Ms. Herridge $800 a day until she gives up her confidential sources. A journalist's confidential sources. This is a fascist style of governance. For all the people out there, all the wokesters that came out and said, oh, we've got to fight against fascism. A vote for Trump is a vote for fascism. What do you think you're living in now? And if the Democrats can do it, don't you think the Republicans can do it? Don't you think somebody like Trump might be able to play on the same playing field for 2 seconds. Maybe he could be a dictator the first day. Remember that quote too? How could you sit there and say that you are against fascism when you perform fascist-like policies, especially if you are a judge on the bench? It's outrageous. It's outrageous that these people still have a job. It's outrageous that these people are still in the bar. Then you had another journalist, Blaze journalist, Stephen Baker, arrested under 4 misdemeanors because he covered January 6th at the UPS, at the U.S. Capitol. Covered it. Why are they arresting these journalists? It's because they're trying to make a statement about all of these people. They're trying to say that if you don't toe the line, if you don't go along with the Democrats, you are an enemy and you will be made an example of. Google CEO also came out and said they're going to be using AI to counter fake news, racism, and populism after a Trump victory. Google CEO Sundar Pichai, I assume that's his name, addressed public upset with its AI chatbot Gemini. I want to address the recent issues with problematic text and image responses. I know that some of its responses have offended our users and shown bias. To be clear, that's completely unacceptable, and we got it wrong. Here's what he's not telling you. In order to present something like that chat where they put in images or you request images and they come back with extremely woke images like African-American founding fathers of the United States, that whole process had to go through strenuous review. You just don't release something like that without going through the trials. So in other words, all of the Google employees felt that it was doing the right thing when they did these queries into it. So they felt as though it was perfectly fine to show those kinds of images, regardless of the idiocy that it actually pumped out. So what else did he say that they're going to do? They're going to monitor through artificial intelligence. Oh yeah, that's going to be good. Misinformation, malinformation, disinformation, especially when it comes to Trump and the policies that Biden has been enacting across the world. Oh yes, they're going to go after fake news and fake news websites, and they're going to stop Trump. Once again, we're seeing this idiocy happen all across the planet. And they're going to be using AI to do it. And AI is going to be, well, you know, it's not us doing it, it's AI. And we may have some glitches. But at that point, once they fix the glitches, the damages have already been done, especially during an election season. That's how the Democrats are going to try to sabotage all of this. They're going to manipulate perception with AI, arrest journalists for doing their job. They're going to ramp up the nuclear rhetoric in Eastern Europe to have a rally around the president, rally around the Democrat-style election campaign. This is all stuff that we know better about. And now you know the plan. Now you can start pointing it out and calling other people in your communities out for their idiocy and not seeing through the lies. Okay, that's it. I'm Chris Michaels. This is Unleashed. You are on the America Out Loud News Network.